You're tuned in to Morning Edition on WHYY at 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and her surrogates are spending a lot of time trying to build support among young voters in Pennsylvania. WHYY's J. Scott Smith reports on the many ways her campaign is working to ensure a strong turnout of young African Americans at the polls.
On a sunny fall afternoon at Temple University, about 40 college students gathered to listen to legendary Philadelphia hip-hop star Freeway talk not about his days touring with Jay-Z, but about why he supports Hillary Clinton.
Back then in 2012, I didn't have health care. So just for my medicines alone, I was spending $600-$700 a month.
In 2012, Freeway was diagnosed with end-stage renal failure. He cites Clinton's support of Obamacare, as well as his Muslim faith, as his main reasons for getting behind her.
This guy, Donald Trump, wants to ban Muslims from coming into our country, and we cannot have that. You know, Hillary Clinton knows that anybody that wants to ban Muslims from coming into the country must have lost their mind.
Clinton's campaign continues to amass a number of high-profile black celebrity supporters. Along with hip-hop artists Freeway, Pusha T, Chance the Rapper, and Snoop Dogg, Clinton recently was endorsed by NBA stars LeBron James and Steph Curry. Her campaign just released an ad featuring the cast of the popular Fox show, Empire.
What will we tell the future generation?
Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, Philando Castile.
The ad features Taraji P. Henson, Gabourey Sidibe, Lee Daniels, and others imploring young African-American voters not to sit out Election Day.
I would like a president that will protect Obamacare.
Somebody who understands personally the plight of a woman.
I want a president who stands up against intolerance.
There's only one person in his race who said Black Lives Matter.
Now, while Clinton enjoys widespread support from African-Americans as a whole, she struggled to find her footing with black millennials. It was the youth vote that helped buoy Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. In response, Clinton has also enlisted the help of President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and her opponent in the Democratic primaries, Bernie Sanders. Her campaign fears that these young voters, many of whom supported Sanders, will either stay home or vote for a third-party candidate in protest. And that could sway the election toward Donald Trump.
I was Team Bernie. You know, I'm 18. I'm very idealistic.
Michaela Warwick is a freshman at the University of Pennsylvania and a native of Lynchburg, Virginia, who's voting in her first presidential election. She, like many of her friends, supported Sanders during the primary. Once he lost, however, she quickly switched her allegiance to Clinton. Her friends, on the other hand...
I say I have five really good friends, and three of them are currently on the track with me to vote for Hillary. And then there are two that we're still kind of working on, and we're like, come on, guys, you have to realize that this election is crucial.
Donald Trump has consistently polled in the low single digits, and in some cases at 0%, with African Americans. His attempts to interact with the black community in Detroit and Philadelphia were not well received. The only young black voices heard while he spoke at an invite-only function at a North Philadelphia church last month were the ones protesting in the streets. While Obama's historic run to the presidency energized African Americans to vote in record numbers, Clinton, who's seeking to become the first woman elected president, has struggled to stoke that same kind of fire.
Last election was kind of historic, the last two.
That's 26-year-old Ray Lewis of Oak Lane in North Philly. He supported President Obama in 2008 and 2012 and will back Clinton this year. He feels the lukewarm response to Clinton could have as much to do with election fatigue as it does the candidate herself.
He was the first black president, so I feel like that really made people want to vote, especially black people. But now it's just like, you know, I'm doing okay. I make $60,000 a year, like my family's all right. Things are cool, but people just got to look at the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying?
Clinton's support of making student loans less burdensome, raising the minimum wage, and speaking out against police killings of black citizens has struck a chord with voters like Warwick and Lewis. But a perceived enthusiasm gap remains. Lewis thinks young voters who oppose Trump may be apathetic now because they don't believe he can win.
People may not take it serious until the week before. You know, like, oh, it could really happen. You know, he could be president. Or he may get into office and then people are like, oh my gosh, like, we let this happen. And then maybe the next 4 years they'll get it together.
With less than a month until Election Day and both campaigns crisscrossing Pennsylvania, the road to the White House could be powered by young voters. For WHYY News, I'm J. Scott Smith.